Hey everyone, this is Hacker Public Radio, and this is Droops. And I don't listen to instructions very well, and apparently you have to hit the pound key. So I just called in and recorded an episode and did not hit the pound key, so I don't know where that went. But you know how I learned this a long time ago, that just talking about a technical problem, even if no one's listening, or if thousands of people are listening on Hacker Public Radio, really helps you see the problem better, maybe come up with a solution. So if there is a previous recording of me, please delete it and let's listen to this one. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to stream sporting events over the internet, and it's me recording them with some camcorders, and I want to stream it live. And what I have figured out can work is I have a little box that I plug into my Mac that allows me to take RCA in, and then I can send it to like Ustream. So that's not the technical problem. The technical problem is how to attach the cameras to this thing. And I'm trying to do this on the cheap. So I have a couple of like old Sony camcorders that have an RCA out. And let's say I'm starting with two cameras. I have camera one and a camera two. And they're plugged in via RCA cables to a splitter so that I'm able to hook a really crappy old TV up to each one and see what's on camera one and camera two. And then I have a cable go into a video switch, like you would hook up your Wii and your DVD player to your television. And I'm pressing the button, camera one, camera two, and there's a moment of hesitation in the stream, but then it switches to the camera. And that kind of works, and that's all fine and good. And I haven't really sat down with my soldering iron and tried to figure out all this stuff, but I'm wondering if, all that video switch is doing is making a physical connection, probably using maybe like a relay. So I was wondering if I could do that with my Arduino. I think I'm going to try to do that so that I can have a little bitty button and maybe make the switch a lot faster between one camera and the next. I'm going to try that. I'm also using the Arduino as a video pass-through to put a score up on the stream so that we can, you know, say we're winning, whatever. But I'm trying to figure out how to send video wirelessly so I can have one camera maybe like on the press box and one camera somewhere else around the field so that maybe I can have multiple or more than just two cameras going. And I don't know how to properly send wireless video like that. There's wireless internet at the area or at the field, but I don't really want to have a bunch of laptops running around communicating. Maybe there's like a wireless way we can send, just plug RCA cables in, and then I can have like a battery underneath the tripod the camera's sitting on that's powering an inverter to power these things. I don't know. If anyone has any like knowledge about such things, please tell me. It's droops@gmail.com, or even better, the Hacker Public Radio comments on the website. Have a little discussion. And the first time I recorded this episode, I hadn't even thought about using the Arduino to switch between the video. Now I'm thinking about it. I think I can just use relays, and that wouldn't screw up my, you know, my signal coming through my RCA cables. Wonder how that would work, or if that's a really bad idea, and I just never took any electronics classes, and I don't know. So if anyone has any thoughts or ideas or examples of how they've done this. That would be super awesome. And if I didn't have to use my Mac in a fancy little box and I could have some sort of old video card that took RCA in and use Linux to stream this, that would even be cooler, because then I wouldn't have to have my Mac sitting out in the press box or whatever. And, you know, Linux is awesome too. Not just my computer is expensive and I can't afford to replace it. So anyway, hey, I ramble a little bit. Did you notice? Anyway, this has been Droops. See how the community can help me out with this. It'd be awesome. And this has been Hacker Public Radio. Gotta hit the pound key.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.